Good afternoon and welcome to this podcast for Blind Cool Tech. Today I want to review two games. Both of these games are made by soundsupport.net, www.soundsupport.net. The first game I'm going to talk about is called The Curb Game. Now, the objective of this game is kind of, for those of us that may have played it in the past, there used to be a game many years ago called Frogger. Now, Frogger was what you had to do is get across the road. Now, the curb game is a bit different. What you are is a hedgehog. And, excuse me, Skype. Okay. We're back on again. Okay, so the difference with this game is you're a hedgehog, and you've got basically to get across from one side of the road to the other as many times as you can. Now, in order to play, to make the speech understandable, I've altered, or should I say, I'm in the process of altering the settings to use IBM. Hang on. We're going to be using IBM via voice. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. Something happened to the sound. I don't quite know what. We're using Paul and Kate are the voices that we've got available to us. We're not using IBM via voice now. It doesn't look as if it was going to let me do that. But that's okay. I just want the speech to be as accessible as possible, and hopefully this should work. Okay, I'm now going to just open the game now in a full screen window if I can, which it's not letting me do, so I'm going to have to go over the alternative way. So I'm going to open the curb game now. I've turned my screen reader off, but it just so happens that I can work with this anyway. So this is the curb game. The objective of this is use your up and down arrows to cross the road backwards and forwards as many times as you can. The sound is all in stereo. You basically have to, as I said, navigate over the road as many times as you can. Keep going. It gets faster. The cars get faster as you go along. Basically, when a car goes off the left-hand side, it's safe to cross. Or when it goes off the right-hand edge, but not before. So I'm going to start the game now. It's just loading. Okay.
The curb game. Press a key.
Okay, I'm going to now start the game. Here we go. Wait for a car coming. Now safe to go. Over the side. Back again. Over the road, and back again, over the road, police car, back again, wait a second, over the road, go, wait a minute, back again, over again, and you just keep going like this until you basically get to the end. Here we go, and we go back, and let's keep going. You'll notice, as I play this game, more and more things start happening. I nearly got squished. That car's taking ages. Back over again. It gave me a few seconds to get... It's going really, really slow. I've got over it. Ooh, just made it in time over the other side. And again. Oh! I got squashed. Let's see what my score was.
You scored 1,400 points.
Not bad.
Press a key.
So that's
curb game. Press a key.
That's the curb game, really. There's not really much more to that. It's at www.soundsupport.net. The other game I'm going to talk about is a game called Drive. Now, this one is a little bit more complicated. In terms of, you have to download this to your PC. So, let's just put my screen reader up here. Put yours up.
JAWS for Windows is ready. See Dext version 1.50. Record from analog input dialog.
Stop. Do a Windows D.
Windows D. List view drive 11 of 26.
So we're on the drive folder already. Now when you actually get this game loaded, you don't need the screen reader on.
Enter. Drive. Folder view. Drive. Macromedia projector. Macromedia Inc.
That's okay. So we're now on the drive icon to start the game. So do unload JAWS.
Unloading JAWS.
That's taken that out. Now, this game is basically a driving game. You're in control of a scientific kind of development, really. It's a sort of a car, if you like. They call it the shuttle. Now, this car, or shuttle, is connected to a track. There's no steering involved. You basically just have to go up and go forwards and gain speed by picking up boosters. Now, the game makes several different sounds according to what's actually happening. I'll run the actual descriptions of the game. There's two menu options. There's a menu option that describes what happens when you're actually driving the shuttle, and the other option is sort of describing the SciComm test lab, which is the futuristic place that we are actually testing this new development of a car in. So I'm going to start the game now, and I'm going to let you hear the quality of the sound. You can get two versions of this game. You can get one that uses MP3 quality sound, or you can get the version which uses CD quality sound. I've got the CD quality version, which is 100 meg or thereabouts. So we're going to start the game now by pressing enter on the drive icon. You'll notice that the game is made by it's a Dutch company, so you may notice the accent of the people talking, but it's actually very pleasant. I do like it. It's a great game. For you guys who've written the game, congratulations to you. It's absolutely brilliant, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm doing this review on it. So I'm going to open the game now, let it run the intro, and then I'll describe the menu options when we get the game fully loaded. So the game's loading now.
Press the space bar to skip the intro.
You can do this if you need to.
Are you in for a ride? Can you handle speed? Get ready.
Okay, we're now into the game. And
welcome to the SciComm Test Lab Complex. Please use the cursor keys to navigate and press enter to select your choice.
From here, we're now in the drive main menu. We have the following options available to us. We have
Enter Shuttle.
Enter Shuttle.
SciComm Test Lab Information.
SciComm Test Lab Information.
SciComm Shuttle Training.
SciComm Shuttle Training.
Leave SciComm Test Lab.
SciComm Test Lab. So, I'm going to go now to the
Enter Shuttle, SciComm Test Lab Information.
I'll go to the SciComm Test Lab Information option first and let you hear what this has to say.
Welcome to SciComm Test Lab Information Department. Today you will test a new vehicle named Shuttle. Your shuttle is connected to a track. Your goal is to test the maximum speed of the shuttle. This is done by accelerating and picking up and activating boosters you pass on the track. You'll receive points for any boosters you pick up. During the ride, you'll be accompanied by co-pilot Bob. You now know everything about SciComm Test Lab. You are returned to the entrance. Welcome to the SciComm Test Lab Complex. Please use the cursor keys to navigate and press enter to select your choice.
Okay, we're going to now go for the shuttle training.
Leave SciComm Shuttle Training.
The menu on this game is a bit strange. I don't understand how it works, but here we go.
Welcome to SciComm Shuttle Training Department. Here you'll learn how to use your shuttle, so please pay attention. Use the cursor key up to accelerate. To brake, press the space bar. You can gain speed by using boosters.
That's a booster
first,
approaching.
You pick up a booster by pressing the left cursor key when you hear it approaching.
That's when you pick
then,
one up.
Then, you activate the booster by pressing the right cursor key.
And that's when you activate one.
You can pick up to three boosters without activating them. Remember, boosters are only active temporarily. To reach higher speeds, you need to activate multiple boosters. You now know everything about controlling your shuttle. You are returned to the entrance. Welcome to the SciComm Test Lab Complex. Please use the cursor keys to navigate and press Enter to select your choice.
We're now going to go and play the game.
Leave enter shuttle.
So press Enter on an option to activate it. And the up and down cursor keys to move up and down through the menu.
Your shuttle is being installed. Please stand by.
We're now going into the game itself, and you hear about Co-Pilot Bob.
I'm your Co-Pilot Bob, and today I'm coming along your shuttle.
This guy is very annoying.
Shuttle check.
You'll see why when I
set
play
up
the game.
System. Power up.
Buckle up.
Pressure on.
Get ready.
Three, two, one.
One.
Drive. Here we go.
Shift it.
Yep. Yes, Bob, I will shift it. Just kind of chat it. That's a booster approaching, but I'm not on top of it yet. I'm on top of it now. Press the left cursor to activate, pick it up. And then wait a few seconds. I don't want to activate it just yet. Because I'm not near enough to another one. Activate it now. Press left arrow to activate. Pick it up, sorry. Right arrow to activate. Press left arrow again. Right arrow to activate. Left arrow to pick it up. And again. And again.
Checkpoint one. Booster to maximum speed. Booster and checkpoint two.
I'm now at maximum speed.
Maximum speed. Checkpoint. Booster maximum.
I missed that one, but it doesn't matter. Oops.
Maximum speed.
I suppose that's not supposed to do that. Stupid PC. Wait a second. I've got a problem here.
Checkpoint. That's it. Four. One and a
PC
half
locked out for a second.
Maximum speed. Booster maximum. Checkpoint 5. Maximum speed. Booster maximum. Checkpoint 6. Booster maximum.
That's funny when it does that.
Maximum speed.
That's it.
1 minute left. Checkpoint 7. Booster maximum.
Keep the boosters maximum.
Maximum speed.
Oh, Bob, shut up.
Booster maximum.
Okay.
Checkpoint 8.
The maximum beep, beep, speed. Beep means that the boosters are going to run out.
Booster maximum. Checkpoint 9. Maximum speed.
Bloody hell.
Booster maximum. Half a minute left. Maximum checkpoint. 10. Maximum speed.
I'm just going to use checkpoint the boosters I've 11. Got left.
Maximum speed. Checkpoint. 12. Game over.
So, I've got to the end of the game now. And basically, I've just got to wait for my score coming out. Should be a good one, actually.
You scored 39,200 points. Press Enter to return to the entrance. You scored 39,200.
I just did that, but it'll keep doing that until... Oh, there we go.
Welcome to the SciComm Enter Shuttle. Leave SciComm Test Lab.
Okay, we're going to exit the game now and let it read the credits.
Are you sure you want to leave SciComm Test Lab? Press enter to leave or press another key to stay at SciComm Test Lab.
Okay.
Thank you for testing. Goodbye. This game is developed by Sander Huibert, Richard van Tol, and Hugo Verwij. Voiceovers by Evelien van den Broek and Leon de Waal. Please visit www.soundsupport.net.
So, that's the end of playing the game of Drive. I'm sorry about the middle section of that where the computer locked up. I've been having a few problems with this machine just lately, so that booster noise shouldn't have gone on as long as it did. But my computer being what it is, then it kind of didn't work. But I just want to say, I hope you enjoy this review. This game is available online. You can actually get this right here, right now, off soundsupport.net. And you'll find that when you start playing this game, like I did, you'll probably get addicted to it, because I found it to be a very, very addictive game. A very addictive game. It's one of those games that, to me, because it's so easy, you don't have to worry about steering, you can get into it very, very easily. The sound quality is truly amazing. The Curb game is pretty good too. I mean, that's a web-based one, so the quality on the sound isn't going to be quite as good as Drive. But give it a try. You may like it. Its stereo spread is pretty good, because you have to know exactly where the car is on the road at any one time. So you know when to cross, that kind of thing. Now the last closing quotes here, I just want to say thanks to all my friends, Lynn Reaper, Mark Ellis, Claire Bland from school, and Hope Povenmeyer, who I got to know on the Blind Cult Tech mail list. You guys are absolutely amazing, and I want to thank everybody else on the Blind Cult Tech mailing list for giving me feedback on my previous reviews. May you all enjoy this review. If you need to contact me, I'm currently not on the Blind Cult Tech mailing list, although I was for a time. I may be back though. But you can contact me at kwhewell, which is kwhawell at kwhewell, spelled exactly the same way as the previous one. .plus.plus.net. No, .com, sorry. plus.com. I'm confused because the website is plus.net and the email addresses are plus.com. It's kind of annoying. But that's just how it is. So, if anybody's got any questions about these games, please feel free to drop me a mail and ask away. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you've got. Where was I? Yes. That's basically it from me. I just want to say, as I say, thanks to everybody who's taken the time to listen to the previous reviews that I've done. I do plan on doing some more in the not-too-distant future, so stick around, because I will be back fairly soon. This is Christian Werewolf signing out, and goodbye from me for now.